97.5 The Fanatic.
Simmons with it. 2:05 to go out top. Joel down the lane, and that's a big time slam.
Wow.
So I think for the reasons of self-preservation, some of the long lions getting out of the way, and Embiid with another jam.
Yes, Joel Embiid, as we stated, with a big game tonight and limited action, only 13 minutes and 46 seconds, 17 points, 3 rebounds on 4 of 7 shooting, 9 of 9 from the free throw line, 1 three-pointer attempted for the all-star, all-league big man, and this is what we should expect from him on every single night. Devon Gibbons with you as we broadcast from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. We are in the post following Sixers preseason action, game number 1 on the slate for the team, and they take care of business, as they should. Dylan McKinnon producing the show. Here's the one thing I wanted to ask you guys as we get ready for, you know, just basketball to be back in full swing. It's going to be a fun time. It's going to be a fun season. Fantastic season, as this team has been constructed very well by general manager Elton Brand, who will certainly be in the running for executive of the year if this team performs the way that they should throughout the 2019-20 campaign. Al Horford comes in, and you know how, let's make the example of Wendell Smallwood leaving the Eagles after he was released, after training camp, after the preseason. He signs on with Washington, and what's the conversation? Is he going to give up some information on the Philadelphia Eagles? What type of things they like to do? What plays they want to run? Where Carson Wentz has these spots that he likes to get? Where's he comfortable, where you want to try to take advantage of the addition of Wendell Smallwood against an opponent that he just came from, right? Isn't that the same in basketball? So how much has Al Horford, in this particular case, spoken to Simmons about how Boston tried to defend him? I don't know how it would be approached. I don't know how it would come up. I don't think Simmons would go to him and say, hey, what did you guys do to me? You know, now that we're teammates, you guys did a great job, so on and so forth. What did you guys do? Even though we know they built the picket fence, the wall, what did you do defensively? I just want to know. And maybe that's something we should have asked on media day. It just popped in my head. Is that something that you think, right, as a player coming in, knowing you signed on for 3 years, you're going to be here for a while, the expectations are where they are, you would look at this team and say, hey, they're going to go far. So trade secrets. Boston plays the Sixers game number 1 of the regular season on October 23rd at the center to tip off the season for the 76ers. Yes, you know that Brett Brown and the coaching staff are going to try to pick the brain of Al Horford to see what Brad Stevens likes to do against the 76ers. Even though Kemba Walker's there, hey, what do we like to do? What should we do against Boston and their offense with Kemba Walker now there? But still, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, some returning guys as well. What do we do? How do we take advantage of this, right? I would think that this is something that is at least brought up, whether it's the coaching staff or Elton Brand and just general comp. There's so much that is discussed out there on a basketball floor or sitting in the office, sitting on a bench, whatever it might be, where it just comes up naturally. Hey, what do you, you know, does Al Horford speak to Ben Simmons? Hey, Ben, you know, J.J. Redick always talked about, I'm not going to talk to those guys about shooting unless they come to me, because they have so many different people pulling them this way. Markelle Fultz, same thing, pulling them this way, pulling them that way, telling them how to shoot this way, telling them how to shoot that way. Change your elbow should be tucked in, now you should be a right-handed shooter instead of a left-handed shooter, all these different things. I just wonder, at what point does that conversation happen between Horford and Simmons, where they're just sitting there, they're just talking, and Al Horford just simply offers up, hey, Ben, listen, this is what we tried to do to you. This is what we did. Offensively, this is what we want you to stay away from because, you know, we saw something there. It's not Jared Dudley saying that he's an average player in half court. He's great in transition and all that. Just know we respect you as a player, but you have this weakness. Here's what we saw. Here's what you maybe should do. I don't know that Al Horford is different from J.J. Redick, where he doesn't want to just simply offer up anything without the player coming to him. Or if he just looks at it and I just want to help you out. Are you okay if we have this conversation? I think of things like this. I don't know. I'm weird in that way when it comes to these things. Dylan's looking at me all crazy like I'm nuts. I don't know, man. I'm thinking out loud. And that's something that occurred to me that does this conversation happen? Should it happen? Absolutely. Because we're talking about just simply helping a teammate out. You're getting better. You're no longer the opponent. You're no longer the enemy. Now it's about helping you out, trying to help you become the best version of yourself that you can be. And we have a goal, which is to get to the NBA Finals and win. In order for us to do that, we need you to be your best at every level, every step of your game. And in this particular part, it was a weakness that we exploited in those matchups. Here's what you should do. Do you think I'm crazy?
I don't think you're crazy. Okay. We know he did talk to Joel about what they did to Joel. He talked about that immediately, though. The Celtics can't do that anymore because what they did to Joel was put Al Horford on them. And now, what are they going to do now? Put Taco Fall on Joel?
No.
I mean, Taco Fall is tall enough, but he's not skilled enough.
Yeah, and Cantor makes him be work when we're talking about Boston. But Cantor makes him be work, and he's very active on the offensive glass. But I don't think that's going to be a problem. But you're right. I would think Joel Embiid is somebody who will seek out that information because we've heard him talk about where he was, you know, talking to this guy, he's speaking to that guy about how he gets better. And in the offseason, when the whole Magic Johnson thing happened back in February, when the Lakers were in town and working out with Magic Johnson and all that stuff came out, we heard that this Ben Simmons in his camp also wanted to pick the brain of those other legends that he is able to speak to. Hey, why not speak to an all-star, all-league defender that, in this particular case, once again, can help you become a better player, who had to defend you, who tried to make it difficult for you, and did find out what worked against you and fix it. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. 610-632-0975. But hey, you don't think I'm crazy, so I'll take that. I'll take that. Now, the one thing I did want to ask you, Dylan, since we didn't get your thoughts on everything. Number one, what stood out to you tonight? Yes, the Ben Simmons jumper. You can talk about that, certainly. But what else stood out to you?
Number one, besides the jumper, has to be Matisse Thybulle. I mean, you have other NBA people outside the city saying this guy can defend at an NBA level already for a rookie. I mean, as a rookie, and me and you talked about this during the game, you might see at the end of games where he's in there on defensive possessions instead of Tobias Harris because he could already be at that level.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he could be. He could be one of those top defenders, but it's going to be tough for a rookie to come in and make an impact like that, but he's not coming in where he's the sole defender asking him to do that because Ben Simmons wants to be defensive player of the year. We already know who Josh Richardson is as a defender. And when you have those two big fellas on the back end helping you out, cleaning up your mess, Al Horford and Joel Embiid, it makes things a lot easier. 610-632-0975. Trey Burke, as we saw what he did tonight, looking here on Twitter and Stacy at QuietStorm12, big Sixer fan, huge Sixer fan, says, I thought Trey started off a little shaky but recovered well over the course of the game. Neto looks to be more of a facilitator, and this tournament, as Brett Brown likes to call it, the competition, may last a while. Stacy, I agree. It's going to be a while. And we talked about that before the game, that's something that we're going to keep an eye on because these two guys are going to battle it out. One day it could be Trey Burke. Another day, it could be Raul Neto, and which guy has the better night, the better impact in the win or loss, where it affects how Brett Brown wants to use those two particular players on any given night, because they're going to have some minutes available to them as a reserve. Yes, Josh Richardson will take some of those minutes from Ben Simmons when he has to take a breather, initiate the offense. But that's why you have two veteran point guards in Trey Burke and Neto, where you feel comfortable that they can come in and hold things down for you for the few minutes that they're out there to do their work. And tonight, you had 11 points off the bench for Trey Burke in 14 minutes, 4 of 7, 2 of 3 from deep, and he knocked those threes down early. That was good to see. No turnovers. So, you know, Stace, I thought that he played okay with the 11 and 4, 2 rebounds, and the shooting is going to be key, because what we know about Trey Burke outside of being a facilitator, good to see 4 assists for him in the 14 minutes, is that he can shoot. As much as everyone likes TJ McConnell, it was, you got to get to that elbow extended for him to shoot. And yes, he will shoot a 3 from time to time if he's wide open, but it's a whole thing before he gets to shoot. The motion, everything that we're talking about, it's a whole thing with him trying to get that shot off. So I like Trey Burke. I've liked Neto from afar with the Utah Jazz. This is going to be a fun battle throughout training camp and the preseason. Neto, 10 minutes and 11 seconds. More so, a lot of his work late in the third quarter and in the fourth quarter with the reserves. Only 2 points on the night, but he had 5 assists as he did his job, as Stacey's talking about, more of the facilitator. He was able to spread the ball around, get the basketball to everyone else, and they were able to rack up the assists off of his passes, 5 assists for Neto. Just diving deeper into the stat sheet here, the box score for the 76ers, 36 in the first quarter, 36-22. They won that one. 46 in the second is where they really went away. The 27-point margin between the two teams in that particular quarter. Once again, at the half, after Ben Simmons knocked down that 3, it was 82-41. 51 of 96 from the floor, so they got up 18 more shots than did the Lions. 53% from the field, 16-43. For the Sixers from behind the three-point line, 37%. I'm not mad at that at all. 37% from behind the three-point line, that's pretty good. 11 more than the Lions tonight for the Sixers, getting those three-pointers up. 26 of 37 from the free-throw line, so they were very aggressive getting to the basket. They had the size advantage. They had the muscle advantage, if you will, to overpower that team, and they did. Getting to the free throw line, knocking down 70% clip for them. Ben Simmons, 2 of 6, missing 4 of his free throws this evening for the 76ers. Dominating on the glass, 51-40. Sixers advantage, as they should. You know I love this. 51 made baskets, 35 assists. They share the basketball. That's what the offense is. Outside of the transition stuff, even then, you look for your teammate to get a better shot if the opportunity presents itself. And that's what we saw again from the 76ers tonight. 35 assists on 51 made baskets. 10 steals, only 8 turnovers against this Lions team. 5 block shots for the 76ers, led by Matisse Thybulle and his 2. Might have had another one, but certainly 2 according to the stat sheet, and only 6 points off of those turnovers, where the Lions turned the ball over 24 times, Sixers racking up 45 points on those turnovers thanks to the Lions and their generosity tonight at the center in this preseason tune-up for the Philadelphia 76ers. Their biggest margin of tonight, 68 points. 68 points. And by the way, these Lions have to play Washington tomorrow. Not that they're, you know, not anything to really write home about, but they are an NBA team, and they should take advantage of this Lions team coming off of a game in Philadelphia against the 76ers. Man, this was something. Points in the paint, 64 to 36 ers. Second chance points, 24 to 10. Those offensive rebounds tonight, 15 to 6. Sixers with the advantage yet again. And fast break opportunities, a perfect line for them tonight. 11 for 11 for the 76ers for 29 points. Only 10 points for the Lions. Fast break chances for the Philadelphia 76ers. They just dominated this game from front to back. Every category, every statistical category, they dominated as they should. Now, I'm curious going forward. 610-632-0975 in the post. Devon Givens with you. Dylan McKinnon here until midnight. Sixers win 144-86 over the Guangzhou Long Lions. And I'm curious to see next, with this preseason already underway, does the rotation stay the same with Ennis, Thibault, and Burke being the first three off the bench, Scott and O'Quinn rounding out the 10? Does it now go to, let's see what Neto does. Does he stay with Trey Burke? Does he mix in Shake Milton against the Charlotte Hornets and get an idea of a different look, different type of rotation against a different team, different personnel, where, again, with this particular team in the Lions, Brett Brown could have done whatever he wanted, basically. But when it comes to these NBA teams, does he then look to get some other players in certain spots to see how they react, especially with the game seemingly closer, with the score not being so lopsided in the preseason action? So I want to see. I thought that we would see a little more of Zaire Smith tonight. I really did. And if you read before the game, the preseason roundtable, Tom McGinnis, Brian Seltzer, and myself, we wrote on Sixers.com. I focused on Zaire Smith because I thought that he, with once again, with the preseason, healthy preseason, healthy training camp, so much buzz around him, as well as Matisse Thybulle, I thought that he would get some early run, an early look, but that went to Matisse Thybulle. So I wonder how much of his work during training camp really established himself. And he went out there and he showed that he belonged out there on the NBA floor. And when I had a chance to speak with him on Media Day, we talked about Summer League and we spoke about these open runs before training camp got underway, asking him about when he just felt like, when he just simply knew that he belonged, when he felt like it was different and he knew that he belonged out there on the floor. And what he said that was interesting was, sometimes you do sit there and think, do I really belong here? I know I've played against professional players before, but now this is the real thing. And yes, the Summer League, but still, these guys are pros. He said it took all of, 30 seconds of him being out there on the floor saying, yeah, I really belong here. And I'm sure that was the same tonight, no different than that Summer League action or that open run action at the training complex for the 76ers in Camden, where Matisse Thybulle looked at the situation and said, I do belong out here on the floor with these guys. Ben Simmons, what did he say, Dylan, about Matisse Thybulle after practicing against him, after getting a lot of work in against him during training camp? What did he say?
He said he hates Matisse Thybulle.
Exactly. Because he's a dog. He's a hound. He doesn't make anything easier. He disrupts everything with his defensive ability, and that's what's going to drive a lot of people crazy around the NBA, because you know guys don't want to. I mean, we saw, and I love Marcus Morris. I love the Twins. Did you see the play where Marcus Morris is defended hardcore by just former Sixer Justin Anderson, and he's swinging his elbows, and he can't really get, he's crowding him so much. Marcus Morris is getting frustrated. He ball fakes kind of, but he taps the ball on the forehead of Justin Anderson, and then he has to get in his mug because he was, we don't know what else happened in the game because I wasn't watching Washington and New York. Those two teams are terrible. I'm not watching that game. But he had to, Justin Anderson is trying to make a team. But that's who he is anyway. We know that. That's the type of player he is. He's going to go all in. Marcus Morris wasn't having any of it. Yeah, he had enough. This is, I'm guessing, the type of player, maybe not as, well, Ben Simmons says he hates him, but this is the type of player we're expecting, that defensive intensity, that defensive ability to go out there and just annoy the hell out of people every single night that he is out there, not letting things be easy for that player. He's going to make them work for everything, every single night out there on that floor. That's what you're going to get from Matisse Thybulle. That's what he was drafted for, his defensive ability. And he showed that in the training camp reports that we got from everyone, getting to witness it firsthand at the blue and white scrimmage on Saturday, and certainly his debut as a Sixer in a basketball game where the scores really mattered, even though it was preseason, going out there, getting his 10 points on 4 of 6 shooting, 2 of 4 from deep, 16 minutes and 54 seconds. But the defense, 3 steals, 2 block shots, 3 rebounds, activity. I remember one play where the ball was inbounded and he was hounding the guy and he tried to throw it, you know, about 30 feet ahead across half court, and it went out of bounds because the guy was rushing and he was disrupted so much by Matisse Thybulle that he could not get a good pass off, and that is not going to show up in the stat sheet. That's something that Brett Brown is going to look at the film and bring up in the preseason pregame conversation on Friday with Tom McGinnis as they speak about Matisse Thybulle and his debut performance against the Lions tonight. That guy was good. He's taking, it's only game one, but he's taking minutes from Zaire Smith, where we thought we would see Zaire Smith out there on the floor. That's the one thing that I was certain of tonight before we got, you know, a look at the team and the rotation and all. I was just certain that Zaire Smith would have had an opportunity to get out there early with the guys and show something for this basketball team. 610-632-0975. We are in the post following a 58-point win for the 76ers, 144-86 over the Guangzhou Long Lions. A dominant performance by the Sixers, led by Ben Simmons in his 21 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists. And the three-pointer, of course, heard around the basketball world. 610-632-0975. We'll speak more, of course, about the 76ers. Anything else that stood out to you? Some Eagles conversation and the mess still ongoing with the Philadelphia Phillies. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until midnight right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here's another steal by Thybulle. James Ennis with a lob. Ben Simmons with a two-hand jam. Another play keyed defensively by rookie Matisse Thybulle. And it ends with a running alley-oop for Ben Simmons.
Very active tonight was Ben Simmons and his 76ers teammates in this 58-point rout over the Guangzhou Long Lions. I'm Devon Givens with you in the post preseason version right here on The Fanatic until midnight. Dylan McKinnon producing the show. 610-632-0975. Asking you all who really stood out to you tonight. It's good to see the Sixers defense very active. Very surprised that they went with the full court press. I did not see it coming. Had no idea. And it worked. It certainly worked. They could not, the Lions could not handle the defensive pressure of the Philadelphia 76ers. Once again, 24 turnovers for the Lions, leading to 45 points for the Philadelphia 76ers. And certainly, Ben Simmons with the three-pointer, big topic of conversation. If you go to Twitter, it's everywhere, still trending number one in the area. Of course it is, right? Of course it is. And hey, I mean, come on. It was fun to see it. It was fun to see it. At Philly Fan for Life 8 says, D, the Sixers' length and athleticism stood out. And of course, their ability to play defense. That's exactly right. And that's why we were speaking about the 24 turnovers, then getting those points off of those turnovers. Very, very good to see tonight by this team. And it's just everywhere with this video of Ben Simmons taking the shot. Just taking the shot. It's a beautiful thing. We've all asked for it. He gave it to you. And why not in the preseason? I thought he should have just walked off the floor, got into his car in the uniform, and just drove away. Perfect way to just get away. Perfect. No one would have said a thing at all. That's his drop the mic moment. 610-632-0975. Derek is checking in from West Philly in the post. What's going on, Derek? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's happening, man? How you feeling?
Oh, man, it's good, man. Basketball is back. We got some things to talk about. Of course, we love the Birds and all. But, you know, just a little break from the Birds after beating up on the Jets. We'll get to Minnesota, but this was fun to have it back.
Listen, man, it was a great game. I don't want to sound like a down person. I'm really happy, you know, he hit the three-point and all of that. But I saw a lack of confidence shooting 2 for 6 from the foul line.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be frank, man. He's never going to be a three-point shooter. I mean, it's great.
I don't want him to be a three-point shooter.
Neither do I. But what I need to see, he had all summer to work on his foul shooting. How do you shoot 2 for 6? To me, that's a lack of confidence. I haven't shot in a basketball in 20 years. I can shoot better than that right now off my couch.
Well, it's just something that we know that we want to see him improve on. And I've said it, man. I need him to shoot 70% from the free throw line. And it, even if he becomes a jump shooter, which is fine. And then it doesn't have to be a three-point shooter, but a jump shooter. I still need a higher percentage from Ben Simmons at the free throw line because it's going to be crucial. He's going to go there a lot because of his attacking style. And he's going to go there a lot also because during those in-game situations, Derek, teams are going to try to foul him and take advantage of that. I need him to shoot better. 2 of 6 tonight. I think he will be better once the concentration is there, man. If he starts to knock down these jump shots or taking them, I think things will be better. His form looks better to me. I don't know about you, but his form does look better to me.
His form looks better. I'm just afraid that he's always going to have us holding our breath when he's at the foul line. He's going to shoot 30%. He's going to shoot 40%. Every now and then he'll give us 60%. But if you've had all summer to work on your foul shooting and the best you can do in the first game is 2 for 6, that lets me know his confidence still isn't there.
Well, and again, he has to keep doing it to get it where it needs to be. Luckily, this is the preseason. That's why while we are getting carried away with the three, Derek, thanks for the call, man. We know why that is, because he doesn't shoot them. Free throws he shoots, we want to see him make them. In that particular case, maybe he will. We'll find out, because he will be paraded to the free throw line a lot for the 76ers this season. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Jay in Philly next on the Fanatic. What's up, Jay in the post? What's going on?
Hey, Devon, what it do, baby?
How you doing, man?
How you feeling tonight, man?
You know what? Like I said, man, I feel good that basketball is back. We got a dominating performance like you should have. You saw some good things from your rookie, Matisse Thybulle. Simmons shot his jumper and made it. Feel pretty good right now.
Hey, Devon, you know me. I'm the biggest Ben Simmons fan out there. I can't stop smiling. I'm still out working. I can't stop smiling, man. I called my wife and told her, look, babe, look, I got a couple extra dollars. We're going shopping this week. And she's like, what's going on with you? I said, babe, Ben Simmons to the three tonight. Say no more. She said, say no more.
Say no more.
Hey, Devon, real quick. I didn't catch the last caller name. I think it was Derek.
Yeah, Derek from West Philly, yeah.
Listen, man. Let us have this tonight, man. Let us have this. Don't break down the fighting, you know, the Sixers against the fighting Jackie Moons, man. Let us have this draw tonight. Like, my man hit a three-pointer, and like the caller said earlier, he was dribbling that thing, and you can see JoJo, if you watch it, JoJo going crazy. Like, Ben, shoot that thing, man. Stop playing.
Mm-hmm.
He dribbling around playing. He looking at the crowd like, y'all ready? Let that thing fly. Let that thing fly, Devon. You know what's over for the league, right? I'm not saying he's gonna be a 3-point shooter. Like, come on, I'm a basketball realist. He's not gonna be a 3-point shooter. He's not. But if he's starting to open up his game like that, and he's getting his confidence up game by game by game, yo, it's over for the league. Not just for Ben. I talk about us as a Sixers team. Like, we about to be scary out here.
Well, if he keeps it going, then there will be something, no question about it. Have fun shopping, man.
Oh, hey, listen, man, I'm still small. It don't even matter, Devon. It don't matter.
Oh, man, if he starts making this, I might have to be concerned about you spending all this money out there, Jay. Hey, be cool, man. We'll talk soon for sure, man. 610-632-0975. See, look at what Ben Simmons does for people. Jay's going out there spending all this money. Jay is going out there spending all this money because Ben Simmons made a three-pointer. Look at that. Ben Simmons made a three-pointer. Oh, man. 610-632-0975. And then I'm peeking around the rest of the NBA, seeing what's going on out there with all these teams in action. A lot of games going on with the Denver Nuggets and the Portland Trailblazers right now playing. Oklahoma City getting some run. Phoenix playing Minnesota as well. A lot of basketball going on out there. And it's just, again, it's good to see it back. No question about it. 610-632-0975. They're doing everything to this Ben Simmons video. It's just amazing. They're putting music behind it, Titanic music. Jay is saying the league is, they're in for it now. And I'm looking at the video as he's saying, Joel is like, shoot it, telling him to shoot it. And he's absolutely right. And then he runs over to him and just, we knew the bear hug was there, but I didn't really see him beforehand because I was focused on the Marcus George's hunt, telling his defender to back up because they were in that 2-3 zone. Ben said, all right. I'm a zone buster now. JJ's gone. This is my job. 610-632-0975. And he drilled it. And we're talking about it. And Jay's going to spend more money with his wife. And she's happy. Everyone's happy. Preseason win. Sixers win. Big time. 58-point victory. 144-86 over the Lions. Our final segment on the other side, as we praise Ben Simmons for his outside shooting and Matisse Thybulle for his fantastic debut in a Sixer uniform. Let's not forget about Josh Richardson and how good he looked as well. Final phone calls on the other side. 610-632-0975. This is In the Post. I'm Devon Givens. Sixers win. Ben Simmons drilled a jumper. We're talking about it here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Final segment here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you. Sixers 144. Lions 86. Lions? Well, those would be the Guangzhou Long Lions. Chinese basketball team in town to take on the 76ers. They will now be in action tomorrow against Washington, while Philadelphia heads to Charlotte to take on the Hornets on Friday. That action, of course, can be heard right here on Friday night on 97.5. The Fanatic, Tom McGinnis on the game call. Brian Seltzer with the pregame coverage. Here with us, we're talking about the victory tonight over the Lions. 610-632-0975. Standouts for this game: Matisse Thybulle, 10 points, 4 of 6 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3, looking very confident from behind the 3-point line, 2 assists, 3 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 block shots. He had 4 personal fouls. He had 3 very early. I was like, this guy's going to foul out. He played very well, very active, very disruptive with the athleticism, the length. His defense is, albeit against the Lions, as advertised from this game, the blue-white scrimmage game, what we've heard from the team and his performance through training camp. Ben Simmons say he hates him. Why? Not because he doesn't like him as a teammate, because the guy is a problem on defense. Let's just hope that it carries over into the regular season. Ben Simmons, once again, 21 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists for the all-star point guard. 1 block shot, 3 turnovers, 2 of 6 from the free throw line, 9 of 14 from the floor, nailing his lone 3-point attempt at the end of the second quarter heading into halftime, making it a 82-41 score in favor of the 76ers. So good performance by the team tonight. Good to have basketball back. Good to have Shannon in Georgia back in the post talking some hoops right here on 97.5. What's up, Shan?
Devon, I'm a grown man, brother.
Yes, you are.
It's almost 12 o'clock at night, man. I can't even get to sleep. I'm so excited, brother. I'm coming back from the gas station because I had to pick up something to get me to sleep, man, because I'm so excited, man. I mean, he let that thing go like Calvert Chaney. It was pure, wasn't it?
Calvert Chaney. Look at that.
Yes, man. You know, with the left, you know, bringing it back far like that. Oh, my God, man.
Shane, he was almost at the hash mark. He took 2 steps in. He was almost at I was like, he's going to fire this up from the hash mark, and he drilled it.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it wasn't supposed to be that smooth. You know what I mean? You think it's going to be a hinge or something. It was just silky smooth, man. So I'm excited. You know, I always try to keep a level head. I mean, calling all these years, I try to be the voice of reason. But, man, I'm excited. I know they're playing preseason against, you know, a team from China, man. But, I mean, I have to say, I can't see a weakness on this team. And, buddy, if they stay focused, man, they should easily win 60 games this year. Easily, and easily get to the East. I don't see much competition for them here out East. Even Milwaukee, man, I think it was so brilliant picking up Al Horford because Al plays the Greek Freak so well defensively. Mm-hmm. You know, I really don't see them having any much of a challenge as long as they stay focused coming out of the East this year. I'm so excited. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it was good to see it, man. And you know how I feel. I think they should come out of the East. The Milwaukee Bucks, I give them a little more than you do. But I think that the Sixers have built this team in a way where they should definitely represent in the NBA Finals because they look to be that good, man. They have everything. If we can say they don't have the outside shooting, all right, I'll agree with you there. But you have enough where they should make outside shots. You know what I mean? You may not have the sniper, and you know I love J.J. Redick, but you have guys who can certainly shoot in Tobias Harris and Josh Richardson. Who else will be able to knock down those jumpers? That's the question, and we'll find that out as the season goes on. But they're a good team.
Yeah, the ability to shut teams down, to holding teams to one shot, playing good defense, steals and rebounds, you know, will lead to easy buckets. And I just feel that Philadelphia, they match up much better to Milwaukee than Milwaukee matches up to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I see Philadelphia has the advantage against them. They have the ability with the defenders they have to shut multiple, you know, they're 2 top scorers. You're not going to stop them completely, but they can contain, Middleton, and they can contain the Greek Freak, in my opinion.
Yeah,
so,
you just
it's going to be a great year for Philadelphia. I'm so excited.
It's going to be fun, Shan. We'll be talking about it quite a bit. I know we are.
You know, that's right.
Good to hear from you, man. I'll talk, and calm down. Relax. Go get some rest.
It's all good,
go get some rest, Shan. You got it, man. Thanks for the call. Let's go next to Glenn in West Oak Lane. Glenn, what up?
Hey, Devon. How you doing, man?
Doing all right, man. How about you?
All right, man. Hey, I appreciate you, man.
Always,
I mean,
man. Thank
I've
you.
I've been listening to you for a while, man. Even when you when your cousin got drafted, man. I wanted your cousin to come in so bad.
As did
but
I.
That's all I'm said and done. But, yeah, man, I was watching the game tonight, man. Hey, that's all I was looking for was that 3-point. Only if he had a shot at just one time, I would have been happy. He shot it that one time. I had, like, 10 people in my house, at a friend's house. And everybody was like, yeah, he shot. I'm like, oh, man, it was so exciting, man.
Yeah,
he was so excited, man.
Yeah, it was good to see, man. It was real good to see. It was surprising to me because even when the crowd started cheering, and again, I'm not listening to the TV feed. I'm listening to Tom, and Tom is like, "Yeah, you know, the crowd's you know doing all that," and then he shot it, and it was like, "Whoa, dude is about to raise up," and he did it.
Yeah, it was a game-winning shot when he hit it. I was like, "Oh, man.
Crowd went nuts." Games, it was like game seven.
It's like everybody anticipates for him to shoot down, and they know if he can shoot, man, the Sixers can go. They can make it, man. They can beat anybody in the NBA. I don't put nobody past them. I've been following them, and I'm from Baltimore, man. And I've been following the Sixers since Dr. J was there. That was my favorite player back in the day, man. But I've been following Sixers. I've been living here for 20 years, man. And I like all the Philly teams, man. I follow all the Philly teams, man.
Well,
and I'm glad to experience even the Super Bowl, man. I'm glad to experience this, man.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I mean, well, it's going to be a fun time around here, man. It's going to be really fun to see how things really play out with the Eagles and the Sixers, and we'll see what happens with the Flyers. They're off to a good start, of course, in their first winning back at it tomorrow. Good to hear from you, Glenn, man. We'll be talking soon, man, right here on the Fanatic. Thanks so much. Final call for us tonight. Goose in South Philly is closing things down in the paint. Goose.
Hey, I didn't want to be the last one, man. But
gotta be the last one, Goose. It's in the post. You gotta make it work.
I can dig it, man. Well, I'm going to make it work like Ben Simmons took that thrift, man. all confidence, man. That's all I wanted to see from this guy. I don't care if it was a 3-point shot or mid-range or whatever. I just wanted him to see the confidence in this guy to shoot the shot in the NBA game. Yes, the competition wasn't the best, but still, it was a sight for sore eyes for us Philly fans to finally get what we wanted, and we got a lot to look forward to in this season. That's all I wanted to say.
And Goose, I didn't expect him to do it tonight. I thought he would have his way with this team as he did, but he unleashed it, and he shot one, and he had one earlier that he passed up.
Right.
That's why I was surprised he did it, and it was a good looking shot, man. It looked like.
Hold on, my buddies. If you shoot one time in a preseason game, I'll shut up with my Ben Simmons criticism. So it's going on record right now. Khalid, a.k.a. Goose, is going to shut up all season about Ben Simmons not shooting the ball. You guys have a great night.
Goose, appreciate it, man. Talk to you next time around. Just a fun night overall. We've been here since 6 o'clock, Dylan and I, and it was a good time. The pregame stuff, talking about what you were looking for. It was fun. It was a good time. It was great to watch the game. Great to see how things played out within the game. Ben Simmons doing his thing, Matisse Thybulle, everyone else. Just a fun time. And we want to thank you all for tuning in and helping out with the show. As always, Dylan McKinnon, great job producing the show. Tyler Zuli, great work producing the Sixers broadcast here on the Fanatic. And certainly great to have Tom McGinnis and Brian Seltzer back at it here for Sixers basketball. They will be back on the air on Friday for Charlotte Sixers hoops. I will be back with you on Thursday, and right in time for 97.5 The Fanatic celebrating our 10th anniversary. I'll be with Mike 3 to 5 on Thursday for All-Star Day, and then I will be back with Joe Torti 7 o'clock later on that same day. So it'll be a long day on Thursday, but always enjoy doing it. So I'll be here, and we will be talking some stuff, possibly some Eagles, on Thursday. So have a great night. Be careful out there. Enjoy your rest of your night. Great day tomorrow. I will be off tomorrow, so I'll catch up with you 3 o'clock here with Mike Missanelli, All-Star Day, right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.